Hurricane Matthew is a deadly Category 4 hurricane and is approaching Florida.
Governor Rick Scott has declared a state of emergency for all 67 Florida counties due to Matthew's severity.
If Matthew directly impacts Florida, there will be massive destruction that we haven't seen in years, comparable to what we saw after Hurricane Andrew.
If tropical storm force winds reach the Florida coast, that would keep One Blood's fleet of red buses in the garage and force cancellation of scheduled blood drives. Spokesman Pat Michaels urges donors statewide to come in now.
If we can't collect in South or Central Florida because of Matthew and it shuts down our operations, we would hope that people up in the Pensacola area, up in the Panhandle, would be able to take up the slack and help us.
An advantage One Blood has, says Michaels, is their footprint over Florida, Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina.
Our large area does help us out in that respect. I mean, we have several days here before the end of the week is the storm gets closer. Now is the time to donate ahead of time so that we don't risk having a shutdown and having a shortage.
While they'll take all blood types, Michaels says the greatest needs are for type O, both positive and negative. Also needed are plasma and platelets.
Platelets are used for cancer patients. O negative is the universal blood type that can be given to any patient when we don't know their type. If you don't know what your blood type is, don't worry about it. Just come in and donate anyway. We will take eligible donors and we'll make sure your blood type is used.
And if Matthew's threat to Florida doesn't materialize, Michael says if nothing else, they'll get a head start on the historically slow holiday season.
It seems like we go from one thing to the other. We just got out of the summer with high schools and colleges out. They're back on now. All of a sudden, we're looking at the holidays, November and December, where people will be on vacation again. So we'll take the advantage any way we can get it, certainly to get people in to donate as soon as possible.
You can give blood every 56 days if you're 16 years old and above, weigh at least 110 pounds, and are in generally good health. More information is available at oneblood.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.